Thank you.
Thank you, Director General Graziano da Silva, Director General Chan, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Italian government and of our Prime Minister Renzi, I have the honor to welcome all delegation and participants attending the second International Conference on Nutrition. Since the first conference took place in 1992, Rome has hosted a series of other important international events on the issue of food and food security. The World Food Summits of 1996 and 2002, the World Summit on Food Security in 2009. The conference that is about to start will focus again on nutrition, while building on the results of previous events and on relevant international initiatives like the World Health Organization 2025, Global Nutrition Targets, and the United States Secretary General's Zero Hunger Challenge. Its task, our task, will be to agree on new commitments, realistic goals, and effective actions in order to respond to the present challenges to food and nutrition security. Italy warmly thanks the Director General of the Food and Agriculture Organization, José Graziano da Silva, and the Director General of the World Health Organization, Margaret Chan, for having jointly organized and convened this second conference on nutrition, providing a crucial opportunity for the international community to intensify and improve action. The conference will make a key contribution to placing nutrition high on the post-2015 development agenda, which will be adopted, as you know, next year in New York, and which will establish a universal sustainable development framework that will guide the international community for the next 15 years. In this respect, I am sure that Expo Milano 2015, whose theme is Feeding the Planet, Energy for Life, will also provide a valuable and timely global platform to raise awareness of the results of this conference and thus of the necessity to fight and eliminate malnutrition. We expect indeed millions of visitors to Milan and a global media coverage of the event. Therefore, Expo 2015 will be an extraordinary opportunity to amplify among world public opinion awareness on issues such as sustainable rural development, fight against food wastes and losses, family farming, gender empowerment, and to highlight the relation between individual choices and global processes. According to the latest FAO estimates, global hunger continues to decline. Today, about 805 million people are still chronically undernourished. In 1990-1992, when the first international conference was held, this figure was over 1 billion people. In other words, undernourishment in the last 22 years has fallen from 18.7 to 11.3% globally and from 23.4 to 13.5% in developing countries. There has been some progress, but not enough, especially in the developing world. People still suffer from hunger, and we must not forget that undernutrition continues to be the main cause of death of many children under five. 45% of all child deaths in the world is in 2013. Furthermore, new challenges have emerged since 1992 and must be better addressed. For example, overweight and obesity have been rapidly increasing in all regions. The great value of this conference lies in its ability to bring a common vision encompassing all aspects of nutrition, identifying cross-cutting and coherent policies, as well as ensuring coordinated action among all actors. Our priority should be to implement people-centered policies and programs that raise the productive capacity and incomes of the rural and urban poor and strengthen their capacities to care for themselves. In this framework, responsible investments in agriculture and in food systems are essential. Farmers, especially smallholders in developing countries, need access to markets. This is a crucial condition for national and global food security. We must promote initiatives by people and communities, fully recognizing the importance of the family unit in providing adequate food, nutrition, and proper caring environment for meeting the physical and social needs of children and other vulnerable groups, including the elderly. Special attention must also be paid to women and their empowerment. Women play a key role in reducing malnutrition, and we must support them by integrated and multi-sectoral public policies that increase their productive capacity, their incomes, and strengthen their resilience. Another issue is related to food and nutrition security, especially at a time of global economic crisis, is how the world's poorest, in particular in rural areas, can earn a decent living and equal access to social education and health service. Adequate and balanced nutrition, along with basic health and education, is indeed essential for human dignity and for the right of every human being to fully participate in civil society. It is therefore imperative to adapt our strategy to fight bad nutrition in all its forms. We must scale up our efforts in a more comprehensive way. We have also to better take into account the negative impacts on food security and nutrition of climate change, pandemics, humanitarian emergencies, and crises. These are for Italy among the main goals of the conference. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, the Declaration of Rome on Nutrition and the related framework for action, which will be considered later, represent a balanced synthesis of different perceptions and point of views. They bring in new energy for mobilizing under a shared vision not just states and international organizations, but all actors, especially the civil society and the private sector. Italy attaches utmost importance to this partnership and believes that it will be crucial for the follow-up of this conference. These documents will be a new point of departure. They will be our basic tools. It is upon us, however, to ensure their implementation and to finally eliminate malnutrition from our world and from the world of future generations. This second international conference on nutrition has a key role in devising a shared vision and a common strategy for addressing all the new challenges of malnutrition. The consensus that will emerge from the conference will send a strong message of political unity and willingness just a few months ahead of the adoption of a new development agenda. And this should mark a turning point in integrating the three dimensions of a sustainable development, economic, social, and environmental, and thus be truly universal and transformative. I warmly wish that our joint effort should contribute to build a better world in which the problems of hunger, bad nutrition, and waste of food resources will be even partially alleviated. Thank you for your attention.